Hey everyone, coming up, we're going to talk about Golden Oak at Walt Disney World Resort. Hey everyone, welcome to the Moving to Orlando show. I am not the usual host, but I am the host today. Sean Falk, realtor and a bunch of other stuff that I've going on too. But I wanted to do a special show talking about Golden Oak at Walt Disney World. It gets asked about a lot in all circles, whether it's here on the Moving to Orlando show, on other shows that are run in friendship with this, like the Diz and our even through Dreams Unlimited Travel, we get asked about Golden Oak. So just wanted to make an episode discussing it since I've been there and seen it, and everybody wants to know what happens there. So before we get started, if you want to subscribe to our channel or like the video or hit the bell for notifications, that would be great because that really helps with YouTube. And yeah, we'll get started. So I recently went to Golden Oak to take some people around to show them what the resort had to offer and what it's like. And the best thing I can say is that it's a lifestyle. It is not, you're not just making this impulsive purchase because you, oh, I love Disney or whatever. This is, I want to live not even a Disney lifestyle, but just a very social lifestyle, a very friendly lifestyle. And you don't even have to be obsessed with the Disney parks to come here and want to live in Golden Oak. And the best way that I know how to describe it is it felt like being on a cruise. And for some people, that's amazing. And that's the type of lifestyle I like. I love getting up in the morning, having activities to do, having people around me that want to talk and want to be social, and everyone's smiling and everyone seems to be genuinely happy. And that's kind of how it feels when you're there to me, is being on that permanent vacation, but it's also ingrained into your lifestyle. So homes there do, the cottages, which are going to be the least pricey of the homes here. They started around the 2.3 million mark as of right now. And, the whole resort itself only has the community has 299 home sites. Most of those are already done. They've already been built. People live in them or use them as vacation homes for themselves. But there are some lots left as of this recording. There's some lots left. They've been open about 10 years. So we're getting towards the end of the build phases. And there currently are no plans to continue building. I'm not even sure where the space would be to continue building. And there's almost like subdivisions within the community. So each subdivision is also gated beyond the regular gate to get yourself in. And you kind of pick your community. There's, you know, let's say Kingswell is one of the communities. There's Marceline. And so they're kind of named after a lot of very prominent and obscure Disney references for people that aren't hardcore fans. So the cottages area is one of the major areas that's still actually having some construction done. These are custom builders that build the home, but you don't have total freedom to build what you want, but because most of the lots do already have a set design that it's going to be. But the designs are really, really cool in the cottage area. And they, let's say you're doing a Tuscan theme or it's going to be Cape Cod. It is, you know, Tuscan on the outside, it's Tuscan on the inside, the fixtures, the floors, the beams, they're all authentically real in their presentation. And they really feel, I mean, when you go in, I got to go in a Tuscan one, it felt like being in Tuscany, and I've been to Tuscany, and that's exactly what it looked like. It had that old style. And Cape Cod home, it looked exactly like Cape Cod. And it's amazing to just drive through and get to see, oh, I can see from the outside that that is Spanish. I can see from the outside that that is supposed to be, you know, whatever the theming is supposed to be. It's very, very clear. And even down to the landscaping and down to the plant life. So the, like the Cape Cod home, it was on the lake. We're not including pictures because we really aren't supposed to take pictures there. So it was right on the lake, and even a lot of the plant life that was in the yard was stuff you would see at the ocean. It was stuff you'd see at the beach all the way from North Carolina up to the Massachusetts area that's there. And it really fit theming wise with everything. And then it carried over inside the house. A lot of the inside of the home had that white wood look, like you're a very upscale beach home. So, and then you don't get to choose what the theme is going to be. It's already assigned to that lot, but there are some changes that you can make. Like as long as it still fits within the theme, you can sit down and try to compromise and say, hey, I really like, you know, the beams, but I kind of wish they were a tad darker, or I wish it was a little bit, just a little different. They're usually pretty open to working with you on that. Really amazing community center as well. So to join the membership, it is currently, as of 2020, it's about $20,000 per year to be a member, and that is a required membership. So you do have to join, but when you go into the actual community center, it is so beautiful. It almost feels like walking into like the Grand Californian if you're going there, or like the Napa Rose restaurant that's there. And it's just so gorgeous to go inside and see it. And they have this beautiful herb garden outside where the chef that's in there that works the restaurant that's for Golden Oak guests, he uses this outside spice garden to get spices out for the meals. And when you go in the community center, just off to the left is your very own team of concierge service people or whatever that work for Disney, and they can help you. They can help you get where you need to be. If you are saying, hey, I need shuttle service to Epcot, they can get you there. If you say, oh, I need to get picked up at the airport, they can get you there. They wouldn't be doing that themselves, but they can arrange those transportations for you. Hey, I need specialty dining, or I'm trying to plan an engagement, or anything it is that you're trying to do. You have a concierge staff that's there to assist you, to help you do whatever you need to do. And you have a personal line. You're not calling the Disney line and having to go through the prompts and go through the stuff. You have a person on the other end of that phone that you can get up with very quickly. And, continuing on into the members areas, there's a really awesome restaurant in there. And there's also a pizza oven where there is somebody there that can make pizzas. There's also like a small cafe kind of shop. Like if you've ever been on Disney Cruise Line, they have the coffee bar there. So it has that feeling. You can get coffee, muffins, and, you know, little cakes and desserts and stuff. But that's a really cool area. And there's some guests that have even rented it out and done, they were explaining to us they had just had a Beauty and the Beast themed birthday party there. So you can rent it out, and Disney will help you with getting that special memory and that special moment going. And going to the outside, there was a really great lawn area that I would kind of compare to at the Polynesian. There's like this AstroTurf area when you're coming out of the quick service restaurant downstairs, but a larger version of that. But they have parties and events. And so they were talking to us about, they did a showing of Sleepy Hollow at one point on the lawn. So people who live in Golden Oak were able to come and watch Sleepy Hollow. And they were actually able to pull the Headless Horseman that usually you would see at Mickey's Not So Scary parades. And he showed up for the event to kind of fit with the theme of the movie. And that's just stuff you're not going to get anywhere else that you live. So you do have, there is a price tag to that, but you get these really awesome events and things going on. And many of the things they do aren't an extra charge on top of what you're already paying, because a lot of it's already included in your pricing. So, one year they actually did a New Year's party that was Mary Poppins themed. And so they had they had the cast of an off-Broadway Mary Poppins musical that came, and they did a performance of some of their bigger songs. They also brought in a real working merry-go-round or carousel for the lawn for people to use that wanted to take a ride on the merry-go-round. They had Mary Poppins and Bert showed up as, you know, to the event, of course, because that's what, you know, you're having there. And just all sorts of cool stuff. And also they have these extra little bonus features there where, you know, when I was there, it was just before Christmas time. And the night before they had gotten the horses from Wilderness Lodge, the campsite, the Fort Wilderness campsite. So they brought the horses over and did carriage rides for anybody who just lives in the community and they want to go through and see the Christmas lights at all the different houses. And that was really a huge, huge thing for me looking at it. And I'm like, that would be so cool. Like if I'm like, oh, I don't know what I want to do today. And it's that you get your activities list because they send all the people who live there an activities list for the week. And it clearly shows, hey, we could, you know, they're doing carriage rides. They're doing movie in the park. They're having a Mary Poppins party. And they also had just recently had a Tower of Terror event where they took the guests that wanted to go. You got to go in and see how the Tower of Terror attraction works, and they took you into the back, and they also did a dinner there as well. And that's just not stuff that you get to do as a regular guest. It's not stuff you get to do as DVC. Club 33 doesn't get to do it. Nothing. Adventures by Disney doesn't really get to do that kind of stuff either. These are things that get to be very exclusive to people who own at Golden Oak and people who live there. And for a lot of the people, they own multiple homes there. So it's not unheard of that people have 2, 3, or even up to 4 homes in Golden Oak. So it's a limited opportunity to still get anything in there. And I do know it's definitely a dream home that comes at a larger budget than most people can afford, but you are paying for a lifestyle. You're paying for the experience of getting to live on Disney property. And as large as Walt Disney World property is, you can live close. You can live in Celebration. You can live in Windermere, Dr. Phillips, wherever you want to be and be this close to the parks and see the fireworks from your house, but you still don't own on Disney property. And for a lot of people, that's really important to them. It's vital to them to be like, oh, that's my dream to actually live at Disney. And this provides an opportunity to do that. And you get to actually live there and stay there. If you can tell, I really enjoyed myself and I am very excited about Golden Oak. I didn't even know how much I would like it. Obviously the dream of getting to live on site is really cool, but it's really the lifestyle that's attached to it that was special for me and made it somewhere I would want to go and somewhere I'd want to live and somewhere I'd want to be permanently. And a lot of that came through. And when you're driving around the community, the cast members that work there know everybody in the community, like by name, as soon as they're driving past, they're like, oh, hi, Rebecca, hi, you, like, and they know their names. And there's people out and about, you know, walking their dogs with their kids out, you know, just walking the community. And everyone's smiling, everyone waves. It feels like being in that small town environment. And you can just tell how close knit and tight knit this community is as a whole. And they're 299 groups of people that get to do something that most people would never get to do. That's only a dream to them to get to experience that. So there are HOA dues as well. And currently those are just over $6,000 for the year. And there are also, you can get your own lawn care as well, and they will maintain your lawn. And that's about $4,200 a year. So, but these are plants, especially if you're in the cottage side, these are plants that are specific to the theme of whatever your home is going to be. Like they really fit well with, you know, what look you have, if it's Cape Cod. There's one home there that kind of is that architectural style from the 60s that almost looks like the Brady Bunch house. So the trees outside had that look to it too. So I'm like, you know, it would be a lot to have to landscape plants that I may not be familiar with as well. And of course, on the other sides, if you're not getting a cottage, you are more open to what can be built. Because the inside can be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't necessarily have to match what the outside theming is, but they do have some set guidelines, and you're going to need to stick to, I believe it was a Spanish style home, a traditional style. And then there was one other that was an Italian type style of look to the outside of the house. But even those are amazing. Those tend to go up a little bit more in price. And obviously, that's the dream for so many Disney fans, is to get to live on site and on property and just get to experience that daily life of being there. And I'm trying to remember if there's anything I missed, because we're kind of doing this on the fly. So I don't think there is. It really is just that lifestyle. It's just being on property. It's getting to experience that. And honestly, a lot of it is the prestige. You live at Disney. You're one of only 299 homes that exist on the Disney property and on Disney sites, and or on the Walt Disney World site. And that's something really special, and that's something that is hard to put a intangible price tag on, because there is a price tag. But so it's hard to put an intangible price tag on what that means to people who are really obsessed with Disney and really, really, like, we know how hardcore some people are and some of us are about our Disney lifestyle and that Disney fandom. And you hear those jokes all the time. It's like, oh, like Disney adults, they're, you know, they're odd, but, you know, we love it. We love going to Disney. We love having that niche of saying, and the prestige as well of saying, oh, I live at Disney and I live on property and on site. So, not that many home sites left. And obviously I know it's a very distinct market that is looking in that Golden Oak, range and in that price point. But if you are interested in purchasing something in Golden Oak, or if you even just want more information, I have a lot more info, that's there. All my views on Golden Oak are glowingly positive, honestly. So, and I'm usually pretty, you know, blunt about what I think about different communities. So, for me, this is where I would live. If I, you know, if I had it and could do it, this is where I would definitely want to live. And if it's where you want to live and you're actually, interested in getting some more information about Golden Oak, feel free to send me an email, Sean, S-E-A-N, @movingtoorlando.com.